Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Welcome everybody to Blog Talk Radio. So glad you could be here, man. It's my pleasure to welcome you and let you know you are listening live to Blog Talk Radio nationwide all over the country. Pittsburgh, what up? Omaha, what's going down? Everybody out there in Florida. Florida, had a great time with you last week. What's up, Florida? How you doing, Florida? Buffalo, New York. What's going down? What's going down in New York? Huh? What's up? Just want to let you know, it's fabulous to be on here. I think we got some callers in from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey.
What do you think about that?
I like that.
All right. We got our co-producer on today in place of our original producer, Erica. We got Angela. Angela, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Hey, everybody.
We're going to be talking about the power, the effect that music has on our youth and our community and how that effect has some positive effects, too. So we're going straight out to you, straight to Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, I guess first I'm going to have Mama Treese from the Moms Division introduce to us our guest speaker today. What do you think about that, Angela?
Sounds good.
Sounds great. So I'm going right to the line, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? And Mama Treese, how you doing?
What's up? What's up? I'm real blessed today. Real
Amen.
Blessed.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. We know there's a lot of stuff going on, and we, in the midst of all the tragedy that's happening here in Minneapolis, we, young man, Nehemiah, 17 years old, we'll be having a vigil for him tomorrow at the North Commons Park, along with the mother and the rest of the family. I just left visiting with the father. He was here, and a tragic situation. That young man was a part of our youth group. He was one of the bright kids that I love to see come around, and Mama Treese had a lot to do with bringing that young man around in my presence. So, Mama Treese, thank you for all the work that you've done with the young people. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, now, we have
emotion.
Yeah, I know it's emotional. And I was there with the mother yesterday, and she broke down on me twice as we were trying to get information. And, mm-hmm. and I just felt like it was sad. So, anyway, we're talking about the power and the positive influence on music. And you have brought a guest on with us today?
Sure have. Big Bull. Lil James manager, I can go on and say this is my son. I can go on and say much more about him, but I would rather for him to go on and talk for himself. I'm up under his wings right now, and it's good when your kids take care of you. So my son is out here. He's doing a good job, both my sons. And Big Bull, go on and speak for yourself.
Hey, what's pop locking, y'all?
Hey, Big Bull, we've heard some really wonderful and great and fantastic things about you, sir. And so it's really good to finally get you on the line with us, man, so that we can talk about all the great things that's going on and that's happening in the future. Our theme is the power of music and how it can have positive influence in our kids today. One of the things I noticed is that a lot of our kids, you know, are listening to gangster rap, and a lot of them believe a lot of the things they hear in the lyrics, and we try to teach them that that's not always true in the music business, and a lot of the kids that are doing real positive stuff don't get promoted the way they should be. So we kind of want to get your thought of what you think about that and how we can better influence our kids.
Man, well, first let's start with the big homies. You know, everybody got their big homies. When you got them big homies, and big homies got a second example. A lot of people don't like to listen to their parents and think they don't like that authority. They rather go out to the streets and get it. where it starts with the streets. The big homies got to let them know what's right from wrong, what not to do and what to do. You know, it's hard because some of the big homies is doing drugs and still doing the same thing that these little kids are doing. And, you know, the role models is not doing what they're supposed to do, man. It started right there, man, period, point blank. I'm blessed beyond belief right now, man. I'm just sorry that I had to go through this with Mama Trees and my little young and little James right now, man. But, you know, I'm here for them. I'm the big brother and the dad right now. And I'm going to do what I got to do to get this thing in order and put my foot down and get some people behind me to put their foot down so we can get this to go better than what it's been going.
Well, you know, one of the things I think has been a help for little James is that and right now it doesn't seem like it, but these are all songs and these are all messages that he'll be able to write about and talk about in the future. The pain and all the stuff that he's been through to bless others in the future through his music, correct?
Yes, exactly. You already know. Everything Lil James speak about on his music is coming from the heart. It's coming from stuff that he dealt with. It's reality. You know what I mean? And whatever you hear come out of Lil James' mouth, you best believe it's the truth. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Big Bill, let me ask you this. How long have you been in the business? What got you started in this business and kind of how did this happen for you?
Oh, man, I started out in the bodyguarding business. I bodyguard Snoop 2001 to 2003, and it went on from there. You know, I bodyguard Big Meats from the BMF family. I bodyguard Young Jeezy. So I've been around all the craziness and all the ups and downs. I didn't bodyguard 50 Cent. You know, I've been around all of it. And a lot of people were saying, well, Big Bull, you've been around all these people. You need to start doing something. You need to be managing something. You need to get these groups out and test this you. And after 13 years, that's what I've done.
Wow, that's amazing, man. And I'm really proud of you for what you're doing. In regards to Lil James and the work that he's doing, what's next for him now? When is his records coming out and what's next?
We got to, His mixtape will be coming out in a couple of weeks. I don't want to pinpoint no real date yet until we got it solidified. But In My Squad, I Trust is the name of the mixtape. He got some heat on there, man. It's going to blow the world away. You know, I just been holding him down a little bit. He's been anxious, been kind of mad at me because I haven't released it. I just want to make sure the product is finished and ready to go before I go ahead and release it. But I guarantee you once it come out, it's going to change the whole world, man. That's my word.
You know, as an African American in leadership in the music business, you know and I know that we are not controlling it the way we should be controlling it. Even though everything that's sold is sold based upon hip hop and our music and the African American culture, but we do not manage the bulk of the dollars that come in. What can we do as African American people to make that change?
You got to speak. We got to get behind that Mad Dads campaign and really get out and reach and reach the people that got the money. You know what I mean? Even if it's us raising the money somehow, some way, legally to get it done. But you got to make a statement. You can't just stop at one stage. You got to keep going. And the targets, the people you want to target is the people in the industry and the people that have been through what Lil James and Mama Tree's been through. You got to get those people. You know, a lot of people hear about it every day, but they haven't lived that life, so they really don't know. They think, he's doing this, he's killing that. I don't want to be around that. Well, how are you going to stop it? You got to get people just like the Mad Dads to get behind that and really start a big campaign and get these artists, these athletes, and it's athletes and artists that have been through the same thing we've been through growing up. So we got to get them behind us and really push that campaign. We got to do another Million Man March, and that's so be it. We need to get it because this is getting out of hand, man. It's ridiculous, and it's almost scary for anybody to walk outside the house in certain areas.
And that's absolutely right. And one of the things is that a mother called me the other day and said, VJ, my kids stay in the house, and they're upset because they want to go play basketball. They want to go down the street to the store. But I'm afraid if I let them out that I may not see them again because I have so many of my friends that have let their kids out and then they didn't see them again. And so we do have an epidemic. And the biggest part is that's mentally a strain on the kids, on the parents, and on the community, let alone our elders have to deal with that. So it's a big strain. And what we have to do is, like you said, we have to show the impact in the community and show that our people that we can come together. Because in the suburbs, they have those communities where they don't have to worry about that. Kids do play outside. Kids do. And we can do the same thing. So we have to fight against each other. We just started a campaign with 1-866-SPEAK. which is asking kids all across the country to report gun violence in the neighborhood, be anonymous, but report it, because if we don't get the guns off the streets, then they're going to keep killing each other. Of course, though, we're not the ones putting the guns in the streets. We're not the ones putting those guns in those guys' hands, and we have to figure out who's doing that, how they get in their hands, and every time we try to come up with a legislation or a bill to do that, it gets knocked down. And so people that make money off of our deaths, funeral homes, the people that sell the guns, are not willing to help us figure out how to save our community. So you're right. We have to do that, and we have to do that not only through our music, but through our actions. And so I'm excited about Big Bull starting a chapter of Mad Dads down there in Vegas, and you helping us out to get down there in Vegas and help solve some crime down there too.
Man, it's my pleasure. Whatever you need me to do, man, I'm here. You got to put God first and make impossible possible, and we'll make it work, bro.
Well, you know, I want to ask you a question now. When we talk about the music industry, a lot of people want to know, and you've been around it a long time, why is it seems so possible that the negative music gets so much more airplay than the positive music?
Because it's targeted for the neighborhood. It's targeted for the gangbangers and the drug users. They can relate to it. They've been through it. You know what I mean? It's not all bad. You know what I mean? It's just a lot of people just talking from their heart and talking from their experience. And a lot of people can vibe from that. You know what I mean? A lot of people can adapt to that and understand that because that's what they was brought up on. That's all they know. You know what I mean? And there's people that went to college and did that still play that music, but they still know that background. You know what I mean? I mean, that's just what it sells. It don't mean that you got to go out and do it. You got to be, we have to be an adult, and the kids got to be an adult and know what's right from wrong. It's just music. Now, we're not putting no, the artists are not putting no guns in these people's hands. They're just making music. You got music with other cultures and other people talking about smoking this and smoking that, but it's okay when they do it. You know what I mean? This is just a way that we, as Lil James, expresses his life, man. This is what he gets off his chest. So people can't take that to the heart. They gotta know what's right from wrong, and at the end of the day, come on, it don't cost to make to have common sense.
You know, Lil James. Speaking of Lil James, now Lil James can box too. Now, so will he be the nation's first boxing rapper? Will he be the world's first hitter, like his number one hit, and he's number one in the ring too? Will that happen, sir?
Man, it sounds like you trying to do some managing right now, man. So you just opened my eyes or something. You never know, man. You never know what the future holds, man. I'm just gonna stick behind whatever that young dude want to do, man. You know, I'm just here for his support. He is multi talented, and I gotta be the one that gotta grace him and then make sure that he's on the right track. So if he fail, I fail. If I fail, he fail. So, you know, they said, am I my brother's keeper? You damn right I am. Excuse my language, but that's just how it is. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, one of the things I like about what you're doing down there, Big Bull, is the fact that you're allowing a young man that could possibly have been a statistic, that could have possibly lost his life and that a family that's able to come out of that environment into something where they can grow and really stretch out his talent. So I thank you for that. I thank you for the ability to do that. I thank you for being a part of something that's helping to groom a family and nurture them into some positivity. So I thank you for that, Big Bull.
I'm glad to be of help, man. Anytime you need me, Mama Trees know how to get in contact with me. Like you said, I'm a son too, man. So whatever y'all need from me and the people who I deal with in the industry, sports figures and all that, I'd be more than glad to help you guys. I appreciate y'all.
If you could give a message out, Big Bull, to the community, if you could tell them something that would possibly help any parents that may be listening, because, you know, this will be rebroadcasted on our application. People can download that on the Play Store. Just put in Minneapolis Mad Dads. But if you could tell parents something that would probably help them, because so many of our single mothers and even our fathers are struggling with the opposition they get from not only the music but the community, from gangs, from the influences out in the streets. What could you tell them to maybe help them?
Well, first of all, we got to all come together. Everybody got to put their pride aside and realize what's going on with these kids. It's about the kids now. We grown. Everybody else is grown. It's about the kids. We got to make impossible possible. We got to put God first. You don't got to call on God and ask him for certain things. You call on him for guidance. He might not come when you call, but he's always on time. You got to remember that. It don't make you soft to get on your hands and knees and pray to God and ask for forgiveness and guidance and help. We got to come together. At the end of the day, if we don't come together, it ain't going to be done. Can't one man do it by himself? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, nobody did it by themselves. They still had other people under them helping. And we got to put the guns down, man, put the rags up, and grow up. At the end of the day, you ain't hurting yourself. You're hurting your family, too. So once people get that in their head and embezzle that in their head, I think we'll be all right. But first of all, it starts with the mad dad. We got to get together and really, really take that worldwide by storm and really push that line. And I'm a part of it now, so you can count me in, and we're going to get it done.
Okay, so we got to get you your shirt then. What size you wear? 3X, 4X?
Yeah, three X, man. You trying to make me too big. 3X, man. 3X for sure. 3X for sure.
We'll get you that 3X. I didn't know how hard you're pumping, bro. We'll get you that 3X though. And tell everybody what they can do to help to promote Lil James, to promote what you're doing, to promote what's going on. Because I want everybody to know how they can help. People need to know how they can help too.
Well, the mixtape will be going on iTunes. The single is on there. Poppin' Champagne is on there right now. Go out, check my little man out. Download him. He the hottest thing coming out right now. Mouth of the Midwest. Hey, just support us. That's all I ask for. You'll be hearing a lot from him real soon. Just keep your eyes open, your ears to the streets, and we're going to beat it down.
Hey, so well, the next time I come out to Vegas, I'll be looking to meet you again. It was fabulous to meet you last time I was out there. It was great. Look forward to meeting you again, Big Bull. And you continue to do what you're doing. Continue to fight hard. And if anything a mad dad can do for you, you let us know because we're down for you, okay?
Likewise. I love y'all, man.
Love you, too. We're going to go back to Mama Treese and see how she's doing. Mama Treese, that was a lot said from Big Bull. I really appreciate you getting Big Bull on the line. That was great. And I'm excited about what's going to happen for Lil James and yourself and Sierra and the whole family. Any comments?
I think my son said it all. I'm excited with my life. I'm excited with my children's future. I'm seeing a lot. I'm doing a lot. God has blessed me with good health. It might be this 100-degree weather, but I'm stress-free, and I've been well taken care of. That's blood pressure hasn't been up. I'm great, but I'm feeling my children in Minnesota. I have laid them all out there on the altar, and right now the parents. Y'all got to lay your arms around these kids. We have wounded kids. Y'all have to give them the attention that they need. And y'all have to allow these kids to speak out. These kids need to tell it. Loyalty lies with God. God. These parents, you can't hold no secret. Your kids, it belongs to God, not just you. See, God giveth and he'll take it away. Y'all need to wake up. We need to wake up. I'm waking up.
Well, that's coming from Mama Teresa, a mother that has been through a lot, a mother that has had tremendous challenge but has been able to break through that mold and do what she needs to do to be successful. Success is coming away, and I'm really excited about that. Mama Treese, by the way, we'll probably be seeing a lot of your kids tomorrow night, and I know that you're going to send us a statement to send to those children, and I know that your spirit will be felt there at the vigil tomorrow as we continue to work with these young people and help them empower themselves. We realize that this is a critical time all over the country as school begins to get out, and we ask parents to be more involved with what happens in after-school programs and get involved, get their kids involved in stuff. What message would you have for parents as they begin to embark upon the summer and begin to venture, let their kids venture out into the community?
Participate. Participate in the kids, in the things that the kids are involved in the summer. Don't sleep too long. Don't miss out. Keep your ears wide open. Keep your minds wide open and be able to give them some good advice. Get in physical shape, mental shape for these kids. Get out here in the basketball courts with your kids. Get out here. Not just your kids, they friends. If you hear something, tell it. We need our police force to be able to get up and do their jobs. If we help them out a little more, see, I don't believe in snitching. I believe in grown folks doing what they're supposed to do, and that's doing the right thing. If you need to talk to a police officer,
you know,
you get out there, save some of these babies.
That's right. I agree with that. Now, let me ask you something on a little bit of lighter note. Are you going to do a hook on the Little James CD coming out? Because, see, I just know happened to know. I heard you blow. Wait a minute. I just happened to know that you can blow a little bit.
Come here. That's
give...
what he done popped me with. And am I going to do a hook?
He's on the line. Do you what? Okay.
You
just wonder because
go
you know you kind of have
ask
that.
Bull.
Okay, I'm gonna go back to Bull. Okay, Bull. I've been told to ask you because you know I just don't know because with the record thing going on, you know Tupac. I know he wanted his mama on, but to blow that good. But you know, Mama Tree's got that thing going on. You know, she can blow a little bit.
You know she got that. She got that nap swag, man. You know we got her coming on some real soon. Don't worry about nothing. Keep your eyes and your ears open, baby.
Okay. Hey, bro, I like the way you said that. Keep your eyes and ears open. Don't worry about nothing. So what more could I say? I can't say nothing more because I know that means that it's coming up.
It's coming,
and
baby.
I'll be looking forward to it. Okay, thank you, bro. Hey, so that you heard it there, Mama Treats. It sounds like you're coming up real soon. We're gonna be hearing you in the background or something, or doing one of the hooks, you know, or maybe you might be doing one of those power speeches that you do at the beginning of the record. You know, you've got some stuff to do and say. So we're excited, and so when that comes up, we'll be buying that tune and sharing it with everybody in hometown. So they can hear Mama Treese on the new latest CD. So we're excited about that. That's good. Mama Treese, I wanted to ask you a question. You know, Nehemiah was a young man that really gave a lot to us as with his smile and with his presence. And so what is one of the things that you're going to, you know, what I'm going to remember about him most is that he was always ready. Whatever you asked him to do, he was always ready to do it. And he was always did it with a smile. Never seen that young man complain about one thing at all. I've never seen him not wanting to do something. I've never seen him irritated or agitated about much of anything. He always seemed to be a kid with positive energy. That's what I always remember about him.
What I remember about him, he was at my house before I left out of Minnesota. And he had started the getting involved with the Emerge program. And just by, you know, that work was brought to my attention and I went up there and to see my son sitting there, I'm like, when I got introduced, I said, and I got a child right over there, Nehemiah, and he smiled. That boy had a golden smile. He was a golden child. He was like the sunshine that came in a room. One thing that he did, and he did it all the time, if he was on the phone, speaker phone with my daughter, he'll cuss, Mama, I'm so sorry. He was always trying to please me. And out here in the community, he walked a certain way and talked a certain way. And when he knew I was anywhere around, he pleased me. I, you know what, I'm not going to miss him because I got him in me every day. I got him in my heart. So I cried tears that were short tears, but I'm going to live and I'm going to talk about this kid, my polo kid, my Ralph Lauren kid. So I love that kid and was happy that God allowed me to spend the time that I did with him and all the rest of them.
Well, you know, I'm gonna go back to Big Bull because I have a question for him and a comment. So I have a comment.
I do want to say something. I do want to say something. You and the Chaka Khan jokes. Angela, listen to this. Take notes now, baby. Take notes. You and the Chaka Khan jokes. When I do this hook on this track, however y'all say it, it's all about Mama Treese. I'm changing my hairdo. Get ready. It's Mama Treese.
I'm ready.
Ooh-wee. Oh, we got send photos. I know. Wait a minute. I'd already be on Facebook. We know. It'll get out as soon as it happens. Well, congratulations.
But
Chaka, Mama
Treese. When I change my hairdo, you got to change yours too, Steve Harvey.
Uh-oh.
Got him. Mama had to get him.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I like that in you. I'm going to go back to Big Blue. I'm going to cut Mama Treese off because she's feeling a little excited here about me cutting my hair. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mohawk or what? But I'm going to go back to my boy Bull because I got a question and a comment. The comment first is thank you for all you do and continue to do. The question is what is it that drives you to do what you do? Because what you do is very hard and very challenging. What you do is a lot of stress in what you do when you uphold somebody else's dreams, when you uphold a family, when you uphold what keeps you going? What keeps you going?
Well, you know, I've been through this lifestyle. You know, I lived it. I really never had nobody that I listened to or had nobody older than me to show me the way out. You know what I mean? So just by being in the certain situations that I've been through in my life experience, I see myself in a lot of people and a lot of people in me. So you know, Bill James's and the Nehemiahs, that was me at one point in time. You know what I mean? I got kids too. I have a boy that's 22 and a boy that's 20. So, you know, just growing up in a rough area, in a rough neighborhood, and just seeing, like, what was it? We was fighting over streets, man, a street that we don't own. We have stock in none of these streets, and we fighting over it. A color that doesn't mean nothing but a color. Blue and red make green. You know, I grew up in the Crip neighborhood, you know what I mean? So all this, we fighting over and we doing this. And this is crazy, man. I never imagined it would get this big, you know what I mean, and get this bad. So, you know, I feel like a lot of people look up to me and value me and put their trust in me. So as a role model, I gotta be the best role model I can be and get these people off the ground because I don't want it to get as further as it's going, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I agree with you. And the first thing we got to get people to do is put their trust in God. Because once you do that, anything else can happen, Big Bull. And we're going to continue to pray for you, pray for Mama Treese, pray for the movement, and pray that you get all the blessings. I'm sure you will. I'm really excited about what's happening for you guys. I want to just say God bless you, continue to do the work, and we will continue to keep you in our prayer here at Mad Dads.
Oh, man, a pleasure, man. I appreciate you. Look forward to seeing you again, man. Like I said, my phone line is on. Anytime you need me, I'm here, bro.
All right. Thank you, brother. That's Big Bill. That's Mama Treese. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads. Tune in next week. We have much more for you.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I said was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love.